Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
I think it's important to know that God wants us to think about these things because he wants us to live this life of repentance when we have this change of mind, change of attitude. So we've kind of hit on this, but the practical side of renewing your mind, Romans 12, transformed by renewing your mind. The Bible talks about that. You mentioned meditation and fasting. What are some other ways that these guys or these listeners can daily renew their minds? Because it is a daily thing, right? I mean, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow hasn't happened yet. It's today.
I mean, I think for me, it would be memorizing scripture so you can meditate effectively on God's word. I think it's also taking good notes when you have the chance to sit under preaching. That cast vision for me to think about some things that probably wouldn't think about had I not sat under the teaching of that message or the preaching of a certain truth. So I think, some of that, also would be just talking to other men. That's what I love about, this podcast and even getting around a group of with a men at church or small group at church, whether it's a roundtable discussion or whatever. But we're thinking about these things we probably hadn't thought about. We're discussing these things we haven't thought about, and we're able to hopefully transform our thinking in such a way, renew our minds so we can get God's heart on the matter. And I think God uses conviction to help us get there. And, culture eats strategy for lunch every single day. You can have the best strategy, but the mindset or the culture in which you are or what you were raised in or, the church's history or, the family's history, all those things could really be something that we think about without even thinking about it and just controlling our future. And that's why I love it when he says, casting down these arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. These are opinions, suggestions, just a tradition and how we've done things. And so all that's just a place of death without even really looking at it from God's perspective. And that's what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to be held captive and make a decision in a reality that's not even true, but we've already made our mind up. And so we're making a decision based upon a lie. And unfortunately, many guys live based upon a lie rather than the truth of God's word that tells them who they are, who they can become, and how they can develop and grow. Mm-hmm. And so I think part of that is just being able to take good notes, memorize scripture, think through God's word, and, and also discussing with other men.
Yeah. So in other words, we need other men to help us think properly.
Amen.
Yeah, well, it's like Paul said, I think it's 2 Corinthians 4:16. I think he says, the inward man is renewed day by day. Mm-hmm. And so, it's got to be something that we take seriously, every day that we live. It's not something that, that could be put off. And so this renewing transformation needs to take place. There's a quote by A.W. Tozer. He said like this. He said, "Our error today is that we do not expect a converted man to be a transformed man." Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be transformed if I'm not giving that kind of attention to my thought life, and letting God renew it through his word. I think journaling is one of the best things. I don't know if there's too many men out there that,
Man, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just getting a pen and writing, and journaling a chapter in the Bible, even if you're just writing word for word scripture, right. What that does. Some people may not be a big fan of this. I wasn't at some point. I was talking to some men the other day about this as well. I started running for some crazy idea. I don't know what, but
because you're young and only 40, that's why you can still do it.
But I'll tell you, the thing I enjoy about it the most isn't so much the running. That's still painful, but it's the benefit that you get from it. And one of the greatest benefits has been just the thought life, just being able to get out, clear your head. And then most of the journaling that takes place for me takes place when I get back from a run. Mm. I think I'm like thinking my clearest at that time, and things that God has kind of spoken to me about, in that time, I kind of come back and just write those things down and try to really, it really helps me to focus my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned journaling and running. Cause I don't do much running anymore, but I do a lot of walking, and I can't tell you how many of my best thoughts are sermon illustrations or men ideas of what to do by reaching men have come through walking. And that's modeled in Jesus, who walked everywhere he went, for one, but two, he often got away. And we see that modeled in Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, when found out he was his fiance, his betrothed, was with child. And he's like, oh, man, he knows how that works and how it happens. And he didn't quite believe it. And so instead of putting her away publicly, he went away and thought about those things privately. And so we can't ever, if we're going to renew our minds day by day, we can't underestimate this whole quiet time, getting every area of our lives under his sovereign control. But while Joseph was away quietly is when the Holy Spirit came and worked with him. And I like to use that story to tell men all the time. You know, your anger is what gets in the way oftentimes, because there's people in jail who had, you know, they had a thought and then a bad action, and that one mistake ruined their lives. Yeah. And so oftentimes it is getting away and thinking so you can think clearly, right? Before. But so many men are held back, and I just read today how deceitful the enemy really is. I mean, Satan doesn't care how he wins as long as he wins. He doesn't care what he uses. His vision statement's in the Bible. He wants to steal, kill, and to destroy. And there's so many lies that men think that they believe about themselves. That's why, again, back to being a teenager and me trying to develop these young men into men who are responsible and leading, I consistently and constantly tell them some truths that I love you, I'm proud of you, and I'm glad I'm your dad. Because there's so many lies that they come home and say, oh, somebody, I don't like the way I dress, I don't like the way I look, I don't like the way my hair is, and so many lies they believe about themselves. So I think that's some of the things that hold men back. You said something like this, Keith, that expect little. Too many men expect little. They ask for little. They work for little. They dream little. They pray for little, and they receive little. I think it was Spurgeon that said too many people ask for nothing, and they get exactly what they ask for. So if men know journaling, and I'm a big fan, I do it every day. For me, I can listen once. You said take notes, Keith. I can go back and read it more than once. And I can go back and see what God was doing, what God was teaching me. This daily quiet time, this memorization on scripture, what does the Bible says? Hide the word of God in your heart. You'll not sin against him. What are some things that hold men back from taking that step of captivating every single thought, of renewing their minds? If they know these steps are what we need to do, what do you think some things that hold men back are?
You know, it could be environment, could be, you know, lack of discipline, so to speak. I mean, a lot of men tell you haven't read a book since they graduated high school. So, but at the same time, they've been trained in a lot of their careers. They've been trained in their expertise, or either experts in a certain field that they've spent time, and there's evidence of that time because they're really proficient in these areas. So I think, you know, especially biblically, it's even been said that 1 in 10 men in our churches today have a biblical worldview, which means their thought life doesn't line up with the practice of scripture. And so I think, you know, for something that if they don't evaluate how they're learning or what they can learn or, you know, develop in certain areas of their life and see it as a challenge and an opportunity of growth and maturity. That's why I love what Colossians says. We warn every man and we teach every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And part of that's just, that's getting their mindset around this. J.C. Ryle wrote a book over 100 years ago, it's Thoughts for Young Men. He's trying to get these guys to think about some things before they get into their life. And because those patterns are set and those things of decision-making are set if they're not taught how to critically think and make good decisions.
Yeah. So, man, we want you to think clearly and carefully and correctly, because what you think is what you are. And so I think it'd be a good statement to wrap this up on by A.W. Tozer. what comes to your mind when you think about God? What are the first thoughts that come to your mind? And then start asking the Lord to renew your mind and to love him with all your heart, soul, but also your mind as well. And I like to say this, and I know for a fact, Keith, you said this. I'm quoting you as well. It's funny. I have people teaching stuff that I gave, and they quote me all the time. So Keith has been teaching on the stuff, so I'm quoting Keith all the time. But I think it's true. If anything at all you hear on this podcast or on the app or at a men's conference, my advice to you is give that away. Don't hang on to that yourself, especially to your family. If this episode has definitely reached you and convicted you, give that away to your number one ministry, which is your family. Men need men to help men win, because when men win, everyone wins. And so what are some of those ways, Keith, that we can get some men to win? What are some things that they can attend or do or be involved in?
Well, if you're a church leader, you can get connect with our ministry. We'll do what we can to just coach you and consult with you to help you think through where you are. Again, thinking about this, most pastors we talk to and even men's leaders we've talked to, they really haven't thought about a way to reach men. So I'd like to have a conversation with you. If you want to reach out to us, we'd love to tell you what's happening, and not only in our town and our church, but also in other places, and how God's working in men's lives, because they're giving time, energy, and effort to it. And then we have an Anvil retreat coming up in June and September, and we'd love to have you come. If you want to be a part of that, you can go to our website, realmomentum.men, and get the information there and see the other things that we have. And we're looking forward to being in Kentucky later this summer with Pastor Mike and Zion Baptist and the summit we're doing there. Can't wait to be with those men in that area and that region. I hope we can reach a lot of men there, and we're doing it off-site. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, Mike, and where it's going to be at and how we can get guys connected there.
Yes. And so I would encourage you guys, if you really, I know it's not an adage. If you really want to get to win, start reaching the men in the church. I promise you, you'll see changes in your children's ministry, your youth ministry, your budget, all those things. And so we believe here at Zion that we want to reach men, want to do what Jesus did. And I would encourage you that if you just want to make that leap to start reaching men, reach out to Keith, reach out to Real Momentum guys. That will help you start a men's ministry. We're not building our kingdom, we're building his. And because of that, even our men's summit, our Kentucky men's summit that we're having, it's not even though Real Momentum and Zion are maybe the hosts of that, it's not even going to be on our campus this year. And that's not because we don't want to host it here. It's just because we want to do whatever we can to reach the most men possible. So we're hosting that this year at the Fine Arts Center, the Preston Fine Arts Center here in Henderson, Kentucky. That is August 15th through 16th. More details will be coming out to that. But I met a guy in Evansville, Indiana, across the bridge. My parents were in town, and my dad wanted to go to the shoe store where they fit your shoes and they try them on, all that stuff. And so my dad strikes up conversations about witnessing to anybody, and I'm always very humble that he's always got Christ on his mind. The gospel is always on his mind wherever he goes. And he just, the guy that was putting shoes on his big old feet, he started witnessing to, and that guy's a believer. But I invited him to the men's conference. I said, hey, I told him where it's going to be, got his phone out and marked it down. So I'm excited about this, and I can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do by that. So mark it on your calendar, man, August 15th and 16th.
And Mike, we got a special domain just for it. We got KentuckyMen.org.
KentuckyMen.org. Awesome. Yep. See, so you guys find out a lot of the things I find out at the same time. So I'm learning as well. I'm here to learn.
We want to make men a priority, brother.
Amen. Amen. And seriously, get that copy of 10 Lessons on Biblical Masculinity as we talk, and you can dive in more deep, even deeper with your men. On a man in his mind. So, hey, guys, I enjoyed today. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, before you wrap it up, we've had several people make some statements on the podcast page. I think the Apple podcast page, there's 18 reviews out there, and some have even made some statements. So if you've listened to this and you've enjoyed it, why don't you just rate us and like us and share it and get it out there. If you want to go to our page, it's realmomentum.men/RM podcast. There's all kind of resources that on that page as well. And you can get some leader tools and some other stuff to go along with your journey and being the man God wants you to be.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.